Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Today is September 17, 2014, and we are here at United Orthodox Synagogues, our class in the book of Jeremiah. We are going to be looking at an episode in chapter 24 of Sefer Yirmiyahu, which is on page 1097 in the JPS Tanakh, so you all have in front of you.
What page again?
1097.
It's 34.
Did I say, I'm sorry, I meant 24. So let's go back a few pages to page 1070. Thank you, Eddie. Okay, so just to remind us of what's happening here, Nebuchadnezzar has installed, actually, well, first we do that, I wanted to just show you the handout that I gave, the one that's the grid or the chart. It's the kings of Yehuda, as you see on top, the kings of Judah. And yes, last week there were some questions about who took over for who, but we do see here that we are at the end of the rope, because we are now talking about number 20. And after number 20, there are no kings of Yehuda, because the exile takes place after this. So this is really the end of the rope, and you see the dates, and you see that he reigned for 11 years, and you see that the prophets who were operating during this period of time were Yirmiyahu, Daniel, Yechezkel, and Ovadia. And we're going to actually look at Yechezkel, who is Ezekiel, in a little bit. But we are at the literally the end of the rope for the kings of Yehuda. Okay, so that's where we are. If you remember, Yehoyachin, who has been exiled, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the exile in a little bit. Yehoyachin has been exiled, and Sidkiyahu, who is also known by another name, he's also known by the name Matanya.
Yechaniah.
No, that's Yehoyachin. We're done with him. He's already out of the picture. Now we're up to, his name is Matanya. Yeah, Matanya. And his name is Matanya, I should say, and Nebuchadnezzar renames him Tzidkiyahu. Okay? So that's where we are. And so now, remember that not only was the previous king, Yehoyachin, exiled, but also the leaders, right? The other types of political and religious leaders have also been exiled, which may have been a tactic practiced by Nebuchadnezzar to sort of make sure that the people who were left behind were not going to be able to revolt. Okay? So I just gave that shout out just so you could see who the kings are, for those of you who just walked in, because last week we noted we wanted to know who are the next kings, and there are no next kings. This is it. This is the end of the line for Yehuda, because in a few years, 10 years, there's going to be the Churban Bayit, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and that's it. So this is the end of the road. Okay.
Was no leadership during the
no Korban? Jewish king? No, not during the time of the Korban.
Where is King David?
He's King David is much earlier. If you look at
Solomon.
Yeah, this is all. This is much later. Yeah.
King David may have a good time.
Okay, so let's look now in chapter 24, verse 5. We're going to look at verses 5 through 10. Which is the prophecy of the good figs and the bad figs. Okay, so I'll just read it here. Vayehi, verse 4, Vayehi devar Hashem elai le'emor, then the word of the Lord came to me. Kama Hashem Elokei Yisrael, kate'enim hatovot ha'ele, Kain akir et galut Yehuda, asher shilachti. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I want to back up. Sorry. Let's go back to the beginning of this prophecy. because we want to look at some specific language, which we're going to come back to. Let's go. Let's just look at the beginning of the whole parak, the beginning of the chapter 24. Okay, here we go. Here ani Hashem v'hine shnei duda'e te'inim. So God showed me two baskets of te'inim, two baskets of figs. So two duda'e te'inim. There are two baskets of figs. Mu'adim lifnei heichal Hashem acharei haglot Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel et Yechonyahu ben Yehoyakim melech Yehuda ve'et sarei Yehuda ve'et hecharash ve'et hamasker miYerushalayim ve'im Bavel. So this tells us when this took place. After Nebuchadnezzar had exiled Yechonyah and the officials and the craftsmen and smiths from Yerushalayim and brought them to Bavel. So you had the political leadership and also some of the those who were most productive, right? The artisans were also exiled. Hadud echad te'inim tovot me'od k'te'inei habachurot v'hadud echad te'inim ra'ot me'od asher lo te'achalna me'roa. So one basket contained very good figs, like first ripened figs, right? Like the stuff you would bring to Bikurim, the first fruit, up to Yerushalayim, the choice fruit. And the other basket contained very bad figs, so bad that they could not be eaten. Okay, so this is the nevuah that God gives to Yirmiyahu. Vayomer Hashem Eli ma'ataru el Yirmiyahu. God said, "What do you see?" Vomar te'inim ha-te'inim ha-te'inim ha-tovot tovot me'od va'ra'ot ra'ot me'od. Right, I don't only see bad and good figs. The ones that are good are really good, and the ones that are bad are really bad. So he understood what he saw, but we don't know yet what this prophecy means. Figs? I don't know. You can look at fruit, can't you tell? And
yeah, but I can't tell if they're good or bad unless I eat it.
Figs are difficult because I have a fig tree.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some fruit that I can look. I can look at a rotten apple and see it's shriveled.
You don't see it.
Yeah. No,
you can see it's shriveled. I don't know. Yeah. I guess maybe Yirmiyahu knew how.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's a prophet and we're not.
Yeah.
He had lots of qualities, including the ability to be a good produce man. All right. I don't know. So that's the prophecy. And then God tells him the prophecy. What we're going to do is we're going to read the Navi's explanation of the prophecy. Then we're going to read what I think is a really remarkable, very brief analysis of this nevuah that I found in an article on the Book of Yirmiyah. So let's read. Well, what do you think it means? We have two bags of figs.
It's the same with the shibolim. Shibolim tovot v'shibolim ro'ot.
Excellent. Okay, so this is very reminiscent.
Yeah.
Right, of Yosef's dreams that he shared with his brothers, right? That that there were fat cows, right? And there were skinny cows, and there was the wheat that was very healthy and the wheat that was very sick, right? It's certainly very reminiscent of that. So then what does it mean if that's the case?
So the good years and the bad years.
He's going to use it for the mashal.
But what do you think it's going to mean?
People
that
people do what they're supposed to, and then people are sinning.
Okay.
Talking about the good times and the bad times.
Yes. Okay.
Now,
good.
What are the good times when?
Where are the good times? The Jews are gone. What are the good times?
They haven't been good times.
They're gone, and the Jews have been exiled. So where are the good times?
So maybe there's a nevuah that will be good.
Whether will be good. Okay, you're all very close. You're all very, very close. Excellent. Let's see. All very, very, very close.
I will send you there, but I'm not going to kill you all.
Okay, very good.
So that's the idea.
Very close. Very good. Excellent.
Yes.
Let's see. It's very good suggestions. They are very, very good. Okay, here we go. So God then tells Yirmiyahu what this means. Now, even though you can't tell there's been a good fig and a bad fig, you're pretty good at interpreting nevuah. So and then we'll see what happens. Maybe you should go spend some more time in the supermarket, and then you'll have the whole package. Then you'll have the whole package.
I'm kind of a food lover.
Amar Hashem. Listen to this. Et galut Yehuda asher shilachti min hamakom hazeh eretz kazdim latova.
It's not latova.
Thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, as with these good figs, so will I single out for good the Judean exiles whom I have driven out from the place land of the Chaldeans. Visamti eini alehem. I will look upon them favorably. I will put my eye on them, which means latova.
So why did he send
latova? One second. Vehashivotim el haaretz hazot. I will bring them back to this land. Uvinitim lo eheros, and I will build them and not overthrow them. Unitatim velo etosh, and I will plant them and not uproot them.
What do they deserve it?
One second. Vinatati lehem lev ladat oti ki ani Hashem vayuli la'am anochi elohem l'elohim. Ki yashuvu elai b'chol
livam. Because they're going to learn from the exile.
So what? This isn't. Wait, one second. So who is God? Who is God? Quote unquote. Well, not blessing really, but who is God declaring is going to do well?
The golim.
Right. The exiles. Right. The ones who have been kicked out in Bavel. God says, "I'm going to take care of them. I am going to single them out for good."
Maybe those the innocent from among them that were taken with good and bad together.
Well, it could be. But
God will always take she'erita pleita, what's called. He will always take care of a few of them so the Jews can continue.
Rejuvenate.
Yeah. Right. That's so what's interesting, though, is that they are in exile, which is a punishment, which is a terrible thing, and yet God is telling them that they're the ones who are going to be blessed, right? And then he says in number 6, "V'samti eini aleihem," right? Latova, I'm going to look upon them for good. V'hashivotim el haaretz hazot, right? I'm going to bring them back. Vinitem lo heros, right? I'm gonna sort of build them up from scratch. Now I will tell you that a lot of the commentaries say this is not talking about what's gonna happen in Eretz Israel. This is talking about what's gonna happen to them in Bavel.
Yeah.
That in Bavel God is going to replant them in Bavel, right? Like from scratch. Like you take a plant, you uproot it from one place, and you take it to another place, right? I'm going to make sure that they survive in Bavel.
But it says I will bring them back to the land, said, to this land.
Right.
Six,
so right. That's, right. It seems like it seems.
Us, when you say the land, it means only Israel.
Right.
But he said, right. Later on he said, and Nisharim ba'aretz hazot v'yoshvim be'eretz Mitzrayim.
So that's, okay, so that's the first part. Let's look at the second part. And then, what about the bad figs? V'chate'enim hara'ot asher lo te'achalna, and like the bad figs, which are so bad they cannot be eaten, me'roa, because they are so bad. Ki cho amar Hashem kein etain et tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda v'et sarav v'et shirit Yerushalayim hanishrim ba'aretz hazot v'yoshrim ba'aretz Mitzrayim. So will I treat King Tzidkiyahu of Yehuda and his officials and the remnant of Jerusalem that is left in this land and those who are living in the land of Egypt. U'nitatim l'zava l'ra'a, and I will make them a horror. I will make them a horror and evil to all the kingdoms of the earth, a disgrace and a proverb, a byword and a curse in all the places to which I will banish them. I will send sword, famine, pestilence against them until they are exterminated from the land that I gave to them and their forefathers.
In other words,
You mean to say that Hizkiyahu?
So it's like he's clearing
not
the land.
In the Gola?
No, Hizkiyahu's left behind. That's Nebuchadnezzar put him there as the king.
Oh yeah.
It's as if you have termites in your house, right? You have to leave for them to fumigate and kill.
Right.
What's bad
right.
in the house?
So okay.
The good people have to go, and God's going to take care of what's
right.
left.
He's going to destroy what's
right.
left. Right. He's
right.
And the people who are kicked out, they are the ones who are going to strive. Okay. Now, so this is the meaning of the good and the bad. The good and the bad.
Figs.
Now I want to look at this article, because this article is really outstanding. It's short and it packs a powerful punch. It's in Hebrew. I will read it. We'll read it together and we'll translate it. It starts off with some, for those of you listening at home, this is an article found on the DAAT website, DAAT.AC.IL. And you could follow the links to the articles for Tanakh, and it's written by Yehuda Eisenberg, and it's called Dimui HaTe'enim HaTovot V'Hara'ot, The Vision of the Good and Bad Figs. Okay, here we go. Perakhtav dal b'Yirmiyahu kolel nevuah ha'benuya al mar'es smali. Yirmiyahu mita'er b'fnei shomav mar'et shera'ah. So the chapter 24 includes this this prophecy where there's a symbolic vision. Yirmiyahu explains the vision, ula'achashu mita'er, or he describes the vision, ula'achashu mita'er et ha'mareh, hu mifareish oto. Right? And after he describes the vision, he explains the vision. Ha'mareh ha'nevui v'ha'mashal ha'nevui kemohem kechalom sheyesh lufaneach et remazav. Right, remazav. So this vision and this symbolism is like a dream that someone has and they want to interpret it. And also he tells us that Maimonides tells us in the beginning of his book how to go about interpreting these parables. Okay. Moranavuchin. Vihaktamat ha-more. Moranavuchin. Guide for the perplexed. Okay.
So where did he give the nevuah? In Babel or in Yerushalayim?
Yirmiyahu is in Eretz Israel, in Israel.
He was not with the Golim.
No. Be'iyuneinu b'perek zed, ninaseh lihikanes le'oram shel yoshvei Yerushalayim, hashom'im et hanevuah. So this is what's really neat about this article. He wants us to put ourselves in the place of the people in Israel who are hearing this prophecy. Nevuat ha-mashal shel Yirmiyahu, he minasim lefanech et divrei ha-navi, so they're struggling or attempting to clarify what he says. And he's arguing that there are certain key words, code words, embedded in this nevuah that help the people really understand what's going on. You picked up on part of it, and there's another part of it which we didn't talk about yet. Ach nizkor techila et ha-tkufa v'ta'iruim ha-historiim ha-umdim b'rek ha-nevuah. Right. First, let's understand historically. And we did that, right? This was after, now he quotes the two first verses from the chapter. This is after Nebuchadnezzar kicked the Jews out. He kicked Nechoniahu out. And he kicked all of the leaders and all of the artisans and those who were productive. He kicked them out. Okay? Bottom paragraph. Nechoniahu hu Yehoyachim. As we said, if you want to look now at the chart, the table I handed out, right? The last king before Tzidkiyahu is Yehoyachin, who we also said was called Yechonyahu. Remember, we saw that last week, Yirmiyahu called him Konya, which was maybe like a diminutive, or maybe it was a nickname. Benosha Yehoyakim, he's the son of Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim reigned 11 years, Yehoyachin only for 3 months. Yehoyakim humlach bidei paro necho. We saw this, right? Yehoyakim was put in place by Paro Necho. Lachar motosho Yehoyakim malach bino Yechaniahu. And then came his son. Nebuchadnezzar, melech Bavel, maka et Mitzrayim. Right? We saw now what happened, how this all this bad stuff started. Nebuchadnezzar came all the way from the north, traveled all the way to the south, and in the meantime, kicked out Egypt, and that's how they became in charge. Minachal Mitzrayim ad Nahar Prat. We learned all this. Kol Asher Haita L'Melech Mitzrayim. Everything that was under Egyptian rule, Nebuchadnezzar took over. U'migale et Yehoyakim. He kicked Yehoyakim out, Yechonia, right, to Bavel. V'imo et kol ha'atzula shel ha'aretz. And with him, all of the upper echelons of Israel. Im nitzmad l'seder hazmanim shel chazal, ha'nevuah nimsera b'shnat 3328, if you want to accept, right, the rabbinic interpretation, this is in 3328. Anu yodim aval ha'am lo yada'az ki adrim ne'amrim eser shanim l'fnei ha'churban ha'sofi shel Yerushalayim. So this prophecy, we know it now, but the people who are hearing it do not know that there's only 10 years until the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So that's the historical background. L'achar ha'galiyat Yechonia, after Yechonia is kicked out, Himlich Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Etzekiyahu. We saw this, right? Nebuchadnezzar installs Matanya, he changed his name to Tzidkiyahu, as his puppet king. That's what they used to do. It was his puppet king. Ha'am Mifar Fair.
So who was Matanya?
That was Tzidkiyahu's name.
So he was just...
He was a nephew.
Was he from Melubah?
He was a nephew. Hold on 1 second, I believe. I'll tell you 1 second. I will tell you the following.
How could Melech Bavel...
Tzidkiyahu is the uncle of Yechonia. So the brother of Yehoyakim, it sounds like.
So he had the authority to make a king?
Nebuchadnezzar do whatever he wants. He was in charge.
He was in charge.
I'm not saying that God agreed, but practically speaking, Tzidkiyahu was the Melech.
He was the ruler.
He was the ruler. Azai is.
Yeah.
He just was. That's the way it goes.
He was from Zera Melukha.
Yes. Okay. Now, let's keep going. Hamifarfer ben Yeush, Shema Yikre l'chol ha'am ma'shekara li'yechonia, v'chulam yiglu l'bavel, l'ben tikva she'am l'achat tzidkiyahu hi hatchala shel shaket. So the people now are sort of betwixt and between. Maybe... We're all going to suffer the same fate as Yehoyachin, and we're also going to be exiled. Or maybe, with a new king, Tzidkiyahu, things are going to be better, and there's going to be peace. Maybe. He was kicked out. He's in Bavel. He's in Bavel.
And he was not a king anymore?
He was the king of the Jews in Bavel. We're going to get to him in Sefer Yecheskel, maybe not this week, but he was the king of the Jews in Bavel. They set up their own.
All of them were Melech Yehuda.
Well, it's hard to be Melech Yehuda in Bavel, so he was Melech Yehudim. Melech Yehudim in Bavel, right? The king of the Jews in Bavel, and Tzidkiyahu was Melech Yehuda in Yehuda. Right? Now we have the Gera Rebbe in Brooklyn. Right? Okay, so he's the Rebbe of the Ger Hasidim, who happened to be in Brooklyn. So Yehoyachin was the king of the Jews from Yehuda, who were forcibly relocated to Bavel.
Historically, do we know of relationship between the two?
Oh, we're going to see. Yeah, they did not get along. It's quite interesting. Because they each were claiming we're the center.
Yeah.
Right? The Jews in Bavel were saying, okay, it's not so good that we're here, but we are, and now we're the most important Jewish community. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael were saying, what are you talking about? We're in Eretz Yisrael. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Right? We're the most important Jewish community. There's always this question, right, about the center of Jewish life.
Something
okay?
Never changed.
Right. This is where it started. So now we know. So here we go. But that for next week. So the people are sort of swinging between hope and despair. V'ulai mi hayodea titchazek Mitzrayim v'tasayel Yehuda la'asig atzamut. And maybe Egypt will reestablish itself and kick out Nebuchadnezzar, and the Jews will be back to being to being free.
And then Tzidkiyahu.
Right. Okay, but these are the Jews. No, but these are the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They don't care what's going on in Bavel. They want their independence back. Okay, turn the page. So within this complex political situation comes along Yirmiyahu. He tells his story, his vision of what he saw.
Ba'am tzarich lenasot v'leftor oto. The people have to try to figure this out. Kiderach shanu menasim leftor chalom shanu cholim v'matzik lanu u'madid et menuchatenu nishma ma shemaha. Listen to what the people hear. First they hear what we said. God showed me two baskets of te'enin standing before the temple. One of them was great, and the other one was terrible. Okay, so here we go. Hachazona musma'od. It's a very full, we would call it pregnant. It's a pregnant vision, right? It's full. V'am hashomet hadimuyim nizkar b'rimazim sheheim romzim lo. So now the people begin to have these visions, or to have, like, the connections are being made in their brain between words that Yirmiyahu uses and other things that they know of. For example, Yirmiyahu roesh shnei duda'e te'enim. Yirmiyahu sees two baskets of figs. Behemshech nireh ki hakavanah hi l'shnei dudei te'enim. Really, the proper word is not duda'e, the proper is dudei te'enim.
Dude
is a basket. Duda'e is like, it's the same thing,
food.
Yes, but why is it used? It's what kind of fruit is it?
I don't know.
How do we know it? We know it from the story of Reuven. Tein li midudae b'neich. With the conflict between Rachel and Leah. Right? Rachel and Leah are fighting over over Yaakov, about whose night it is to have him in their tent. And it's really Rachel's night. But Leah, Reuven brought Leah some flowers. And Rachel says, I'd like to have your flowers. And Leah says, you stole my husband, now you want my flowers too? She says, okay, you can have the guy, I just want the flowers. So she gives him the flowers, and then Leah goes out to meet Yaakov and says, hello, honey, I know you thought you were going home with Rachel, but I just bought you, she basically says, for the night, and she has Yisachar. The result of that encounter is she gets pregnant with Yisachar. And that's what that, listen.
It's love food.
Right.
Food.
Right. I forgot what the translation is. So let's look in here. Behemshech nireh ki hakavanah hi l'shnei dudei te'enim, aval Yirmiyahu mishtamesh b'tzurat haribui duda'e. Right, Yirmiyahu uses the form of the word duda'e. V'habitui hamiyuchad hazeh maskir mashehu. This unique formulation reminds us of something. Et yimei hashibud shel Yaakov b'veit Lavan. The days, when did this happen? This happened when Yaakov was with Rachel and Leah in whose house? In Lavan's house, right? The not so nice father-in-law, right? It's Yimei Shiabud. They were stuck there. They were exiled there. El Leah Hakone et Yaakov beduda ebenah. It's reminiscent of the fact that Leah Kona bought the rights to be with Yaakov with the mandrels. They're called. That's what the English word is. Mandrels, some sort of flower.
What is it?
Mandrels. Okay. What's the end of the story? What's the end of this whole story with Yaakov and Rachel and Leah?
Shashibud
v'hamitzuka nistaimu v'Yaakov magil Eretz Yisrael. They get out. They leave. B'ruchushu v'chorach rav. Not only do they leave, Yaakov leaves Lavan an incredibly wealthy man. So they're like, oh, this is a great, this is... Right, the fact that Yirmiyahu used that word duda'e when he had another word at his disposal means he's hinting to us that everything's going to be okay. As bad as this period of exile is, Yaakov's also was bad, and look what happened to him. His ended up okay. Let's keep going. V'achazon mamshich. I think, by the way, this is a amazingly insightful point made by the author. Of the connection between the same word used here and the word used to go about what's going on with Yaakov. Next, v'achazon mamshich hadur echad te'enim tovot meod kite'enei habichurot hadur echad te'enim ra'ot meod asher lo to'ochal namira. So this then he says et habitoi duda'im holech et dimyon ha'am tzafona l'shibud ba'aram Reisha dimui haba ma'avir ta'am droma limitzrayim. Hein kach ne'mar sham lifnei shanim harbei. Right? The vision reminds us of something that happened south. What happened south? This is the story of the dreams of Yosef, which you guys hit on right away. V'neimin hayaor olot sheva parot b'riyot basar v'yifot toar. Right, that out of the stream that came
the cows,
right? And then there were seven good ones and seven terrible ones. I haven't seen the last line. Lo ra'iti kahena b'chol eretz Mitzrayim lo ra'i. I've never seen any cows so bad. They came out of the thicket, right? Never seen any so bad. So, right, it really makes you think about good cows, bad cows, fat cows, skinny cows, good figs, bad figs. What's the end result of that dream?
Also became good because they went.
It started off with shiabud, with exile, but then eventually they get out. Vashomim yodim et sofo shel ha'chalom harishon. Everyone knows the end of that that dream. Gam hu nigmar b'chitov. It ends up very good. Shiabud hayav Mitzrayim. Uvisofo knisal eretz Yisrael v'shlitapo. Right, it's actually the beginning of this story. Right, how they get to Eretz Yisrael to begin with? Well, they were in Egypt, then they were redeemed, and they were taken to the desert and brought to Eretz Yisrael, and then eventually they were given dominion over the land. Mitzrayim zo hashechuna shegarma lifnei zman katzar tsarot korabot. It's true that that it caused the Jews a lot of trouble. He achshav matikva gedola, but now it's the great hope. Oyev. Oivai, Ohavi, Omer HaPitgam, right? Meaning something could change very quickly from the words of enemy and my lover are interchangeable, right? That could change very quickly. V'am ha'charam Nebuchadnezzar mechim b'chashay et derech ha'nesigal ha'mitzrayim. Right, the Jews who don't like Nebuchadnezzar, they're now hoping for redemption from who of all people?
From Egypt.
Egypt. Right, the same people who had exiled them, now they're the great hope. So maybe again, maybe as they're hearing this, maybe there's some good news coming from this prophecy. So now everyone's ready, right? Their hearts are prepared to hear good news from this. Two difficult periods are noted in the story of Yirmiyahu, the story of Yaakov, which was an exile of sorts, and the story of the exile in Egypt, and they all end up v'shtehem nistaimu b'chito. They both end up well. Well, if Yirmiyahu is referencing those, and those ended up well, maybe we're going to be okay. Ve'oznayim kiriot lishmoet habesura sheivas Yirmiyahu, and their ears are peeled, right, to hear the good news from Yirmiyahu. And then he continues. All the good stuff, that's all about the Jews in Bavel, in exile. Flip over the page. But the bad figs, that's all about the people who are here. And the people must have been shuddering, right? Scared. So upset from the words of the prophet.
You mean the people who were exiled were considered the bad people?
The people who were exiled were the ones who were going to be treated well by God.
Oh, okay.
The people who are left, they're hoping that we're hearing about all these bad stories that end well, so maybe we're also a bad story that ends well.
But it's not necessarily that the people that went to Bavel were all good, and the people that were left in
correct.
Israel.
It's not about good or bad. It's about the outcome.
You said
you're right.
They were poor, but correct. It doesn't mean that they were bad.
Right, but the outcome is bad. That's what
not
I'm
fair.
Saying. Could be. V'am nidham, right? The people are shocked. Acharei hatchalat kol kach mavticha, after a promising start, misayim hanavi et divra ba'ofen pogea kol kach. He ends his nevuah, which has a damaging conclusion. Hayoshrim be'eretz Mitzrayim heim k'teinim haraot, vayoshrim be'bavel heim hateinim hatavot. I think he means Israel.
The ones
who are in Israel, they're the bad figs. The ones who are in
Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, they're the good figs.
Should be the opposite.
Vaharei Bavel hi ha-oyev. Vamitzrayim hu ha-tikva. Right? How can this be?
Yeah.
That's the enemy. V'yirmiyahu ha-reis et ha-tikva ha-achrona shel ha-am. In this nevuah, according to Yehuda Eisenberg, Yirmiyahu is destroying the last hope that the people have. Just as he planted it, little sign of hope, he uprooted it. Ivdu et melech bavel v'chiu. Your only hope now, if you want to survive, is not in Eretz Yisrael. Your only hope is to serve the king of Bavel and live. If you are good servants in Bavel, you have a chance of getting back to Eretz Yisrael. But those of you who are stuck in Eretz Yisrael, it's over.
Even if you're good?
Yes, it's over. At one point, we said there was the tipping point, right? No matter what happens.
Yeah.
Plus, they're not good. I mean, the still the Avodah Zarah, nothing really changed.
So did they all and get what about up and Bavel? Go to Bavel
eventually,
so that it wouldn't happen to them?
They get kicked out. They don't get killed, all of them. Many of them do, but within the next 10 years, they're all gone.
And in Bavel, did they do Avodah Zarah? More so.
No. Yes and yes. No. Yes and no. Yes and no. So,
was to destroy the king and all those in Jerusalem that they were the leaders.
The leaders are gone. They're already in Bavel. So I thought this was just a fascinating analysis of the comparison of the words and the stories. We see what's going to happen now. We see now that it's really the end of the road. What we're going to do next week is we're going to see the fight, right? The fight that starts now between the two centers, because by now a center of Jewish life has already been established in the diaspora in Bavel, and once that happens, then the claim begins. Well, we're the more important center, or we're the more important center,
yeah,
and we're gonna see that.
The